Now, I ask you question, the basic number, starting what's the feeling? What's the feeling? And your mind.
Mind state. Then there's an explanation of how to watch the mind. Because if you watch your mind is angry or greed, then this object is not Dhamma object. Huh? The mind becomes equanimity. Then this object becomes as it is. You can see that as it is. Okay? That's why we watch our mind. If the pain coming, we watch the mind in aversion. Then we learn from the aversion and watch the aversion mind, feeling or mind, mental state. If your mind come down, that time you watch your pain. Then you can recognize what nature of the pain. And also how the mind is react about the with the pain. What attitude and you watch the pain. If you understand then this principle, you can use anyway. You can apply anyway. Somebody you don't like coming, this is a pain. This object. You watch your mind. If anger, you take care of your anger, your feeling. If calm down, then you're dealing with these people or this situation. This is experience object. The mind is react. So object and reaction. So you take care of we learn how to aware our reaction mind. Understand? If you have no reaction, then you can face with this problem, no problem. Yeah. This is a principle. You understanding very, very well about this principle, you can use anywhere. That is a fun. Other thing is, before we teach, and many meditation teachers, don't look. Just see like this. Walking. Now I say relax, you can watch, but aware. You can see. Before he walking, don't see, don't look anywhere. Just like this, Now, she not control. Let it be. If you looking, she look. But awareness there. Yeah. That is you can apply. If you control your looking, if you go back in your home, you cannot control.
No.
You need to look. No more car coming. How to do? So we practice with practice. Not looking. Not speaking. Not like this. Speaking. When you talk, be aware and talk. And when you look, be aware and look. When you're listening, the mind has awareness. This is you need to practice. Buddha teaching, not teaching, Buddha not talk, not teach, don't look, don't say, don't think. Buddha teach, think, say, do wisely. Don't think, don't talk. Don't do without, don't do with the defilement. How to say? Buddha teaching is don't do everything bad things. Don't do evil things. And do as much as good things. As much as you can. And purify your mind. Three steps, Buddha teaching. Don't do anything bad. Do everything good. And the last one is purify your mind. But he never say don't talk, don't look, don't do. He said do, talk, think with the wisdom. Aware and wisdom. Awareness and wisdom. This is his teaching. Now we are in a retreat, we control ourselves. Don't talk, don't look. So you cannot apply in daily life.
No.
Because you're not habit. In the Satipatthana Sutta, Buddha teach very advice very clearly. When you're silent, be aware and intelligently. When you talk, be aware and intelligently. You know, Bhadi de tamsana kari hodi. Toni bawe tamsana kari hodi. Toni bawe means silent, but not blind, but aware and intelligently. And talking with awareness and intelligently. He not say talk, not talk. That's why people misunderstand of noble silence. They say noble silence is totally stop not. If you benefit, should or not, need or not, benefit or not, you know and you talk. You know your intention mind, you want to talk, you check the mind, you want intention, is benefit or not. If you know benefit, you don't know. This is a wisdom is guide, guiding you.
If someone asks a question which don't mean anything to you, do you still answer to that person? If he's talking nonsense all the time and
if you nonsense, what we should talk? Just my in go. Oh, waste the time. Nonsense thing coming, then I don't pay attention what he's talking. I check my mind and my object is nama, sensation and feeling. Finish.
So how can we define what is beneficial and what not?
This is your experience. Nonsense, common sense, you know. If you're talking after before your mind is talking like this, your mind is not benefit. Not mind is not stable, not merit, not calm down. The mind is agitated. This is not benefit. Akusala things, you talk with the akusala thing, your mind agitated, and this is not benefit.
How do you define sin?
Sin.
Sin.
Sin is like a moha, lova dosa moha. This is no good.
Huh? How you define, elaborate sin?
Huh? I think what?
S-I-N.
Sin is a noble.
It's just the concept of sin. You just answer, but he still want to give the definition of sin. You know, sin is just.
Sin means you sin. Also, your mind also will not benefit. Other people also not benefit. This is sin. Whatever you talk, whatever you think, whatever you do, you also not good, your feeling also not good, your mental state also not good, other people also not good. This is sin. Bad things. You also no benefit, other people also no benefit, don't do this. Yeah.
During the meditation sitting, yeah, is that correct that we try to see the happening of the mind?
Yes.
Then, when we see nothing, what will we do?
What do you see? What do you recognize? What do you notice? What do you aware of? What you can aware of?
Usually I go back to the
body sensation.
Yeah,
start to the body sensation. Huh? Uh-huh. If you not see anything, don't looking for. Not fine. Huh?
No.
What you can see, start with this. Huh? Mm-hmm. Be aware of this and maintain this awareness continuously. Mm-hmm. And slowly, slowly continue awareness coming, the mind is stable, then you can see the mind. Mm-hmm. Understand? That time you watch the mind. Immediately you cannot watch the mind. Some people, because I said about the mind, is a intellectual knowledge. I give you information. That's all. When you can see, you watch. Some people, different people, because some people, they can see their mind. These people can choose the mental state. But you can, if you cannot see, don't follow. Just start with the body sensation and aware continuously. Make the awareness stronger, moment to moment. The mind awareness continuously coming, the mind stable, become stable. That time you can see the mind more easy.
Right.
Okay.
So because of that, is this correct to cause the sensation become stronger? So we can have the object. Is that correct to have it?
What sensation?
Let's say that
pain.
Yes, the pain. For example,
pain is not good object because neutral object is okay. He touching any neutral sensation is no problem. If you unpleasant feeling, pain coming, this is not good object.
But we can see the reaction of the mind.
Yes, that time we go to the reaction mind.
So that is good.
Yeah, that time is not pain is not important. Reaction is more important.
Yes.
Okay. Watch that your reaction, your mind is uneasy, very obvious. That time you choose your mind. You can watch your mental state. Okay?
Thank you.
But attitude is not one to go away, no. Just be aware. Just be aware. As much as we can, huh? The pain rising. So don't beginning not watch the pain first. You will not watch the pain, but you know the pain is there.
Yeah.
Already. No? Mm-hmm. No need to focus. No need to focus with the pain. That important point is the reaction and thought. What attitude and you think about the pain. If you wrong attitude or wrong thinking, the pain is gross, more and more gross. So how do you, what we should to think about the pain? The pain is nature, and feeling also nature. Then you think this attitude first. Then you watch your feeling as much as you can. If your pain and feeling is calm down, it's no need to change. If your feeling is not calm down and more and more stronger, you should change the posture. And?
I come here before the retreat with Hawaii, and then I have an experience that my thinking is too much.
Too much thinking.
When I realize this one, I noting this one, the other one coming, and I noting this one, and then the sleepiness there. And then I wondering, you know, I said, you have something. you try to push away the.
Oh, you want to push away.
That's all I told me.
Yeah.
And then at that time, I didn't see that. That's why I say, I didn't know. Is it one? Is it the one? I have wondering like that. And then the next morning, I said, and then the same thing. When I sleep right away, I just awake. You know, I just wake up in the morning, the real morning. As soon as I sit down, I have sleepiness come again.
You like sleeping, I know.
and then for half an hour maybe after the changing finished. And then I said, oh, where is am I? My mind is on my, there's a probably I already, you know, somewhere else. And then I remember what I said, and then I think about why it happened, and I just look at it, and then I realize that because I know you're coming, I'm real happy, and I tell everybody, my friend, come, and then I said,
you think like this?
Yeah,
think that this
because
story,
before already have this one, and then because I have, oh, this is a real, this, that, because I said, this is real good, the meditation, you know, I lucky and I can have to come, I don't need to go to Burma. And then, oh, the grief there, as soon as notice that, why are we? And then I see my mind is wholesome up.
Okay.
And then when I notice that, and then it's come down.
Yes.
And then the sadness coming. And then I realize that this
sadness?
Is
sadness.
I the unwholesome one coming up.
Oh, okay.
And then I noted, oh, this is the emotion.
Yeah.
And then I calm and relax.
What?
Real relax. And then
the emotion.
No, the emotion down.
Go down. Okay.
Yeah, right away. And then
and?
I feel so calm. I don't like as you say. I don't need no energy to see. And then for a long time of period.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Huh?
And then another one. I have, when I at home, I lost my awareness when I taking something. That's why the thing dropped out. Put a drop on my foot as soon as I hurt. And I said, oh, where's my awareness? You know, always, you know, not continue. Always forget.
How about if you, people, if you lose awareness, how do you feel?
I just feel
some people, they're upset, no? If you continue, try to be mindful continuously, if you recognize your mind is lost,
yeah.
Many people, they're upset. Yeah? That's I ask them, you need to be upset or not?
No.
Okay. Because it is the past.
Yeah.
You now recognize you are not aware. This is awareness.
Yeah.
In present moment, you are aware. So you need to happy. No need to upset about that you lose awareness.
Okay.
Awareness lose, beginning, continuous awareness, not easy. if your awareness not momentum, gain the momentum, you cannot continue the awareness not coming. Lose awareness, come awareness, lose awareness, come. This is your duty, is try awareness again and again. Be patient. Lose awareness, okay, you know, recognize, oh, now you are aware and maintain continuously. Lose awareness is a pass, no problem. Now present moment, you are aware, okay, then maintain your awareness. And also thinking, problem is that mindfulness is not strong enough, don't watch the thinking continuously. Because the mind cannot maintain this awareness continuously, because easy to involve the dog. So body sensation and thinking both run back and forth. Recognize all the mind is thinking, recognize and come back your body sensation. Then the mind, the next thinking coming, recognize that all aware, thinking and body sensation coming. That is better. If your mind is strong enough, you can watch the mind skillfully, that time you continue watch the mind, it's no problem. If you're not strong enough, that time you not watch the continuously mind, cannot. And mind is more coming, then you easily involve. Because of awareness is not strong enough. So body sensation is more obvious, easy to stay there, more aware, more awake. Because object is so obvious, so mind is easy to awake. So body sensation, then the thought is coming, recognize the thought and come back body sensation. Any body is obvious sensation. Understand?
I watching the mind, and then this mean when thinking mind is here, and I just watch it, just stay back and watch.
Yes. If you are aware, the thinking is okay. Not involved with that, you cannot involve the thinking, it's okay.
Yeah.
Problem is you lost and you continue thinking is problem. If you thinking there, your awareness there, it's okay.
Yeah,
and you can learn from that, this thinking.
Okay.
This thinking is good or not, bad or not.
Okay.
What thinking? You can know about what is it. If you're aware, you can learn from this.
Yeah, as soon as I noticed that, and then my mind, the thinking mind is less and less.
Less, yeah, that's right. Because the awareness is stronger and stronger, the thinking is less and less. This awareness not strong, it involved to the thought.
Yeah.
If you less and less, you watch your thought, the thought is less and less, it's okay.
And I have another question too. Maybe when I'm born with, everything, Chinese, the parents, don't let the children talk. Only parents talk. Maybe like this, and then I have shyness to be in front of people.
Oh.
And then when I have a question, I want to ask real good. I need to ask, but as soon as I open my mouth, my
emotion coming.
Emotion coming. And then I still can watch that,
If you're scared, how to watch your emotion?
Yeah.
Every time you learn how to watch your emotion, slowly you're scared.
Yeah.
Before you talk, you watch your mind.
Yeah.
Emotion there, you watching. Emotion come down, you pass. Like this, anytime. When you need to talk, but watch your feeling all the time, emotion. Before you talk, then you practice like this. Before you talk or something, watch your mind first. How do you feel? Agitation or not? Peaceful or not? Calm or not?
Mm-hmm.
You check every time. And talking, before you are talking, you practice like this. This is very benefit. Before you talk, you aware your talk speech is good. Necessary you talk. Not agitation and not talking. Calm and you think and choose your body, how to talk, then you talk. This is a good practice. Every time you talk to somebody, before you talk, you watch your mind. How do you feel? And why do you want to talk? This is very good practice. Then your speech is very nice, good speech. No more, you don't know what benefit or not, whatever, poop, come out. Then, after that, I'm wrong. That is a problem. So before you talk, practice everybody, everything, everybody. You before you talk, just watch your mind. Practice. How do you feel? Mind calm or peaceful? Then check your attitude. What attitude and you talk? You practice like this, you less speech. Very less speaking. But you speak is very wise.
How can you tell a person reaches to the Nirvana?
We cannot tell, they know himself.
They know themselves.
Themselves. Dhamma is, you can know yourself. This is Dhamma. No need to ask other people. Other people cannot know. Even Buddha, only Buddha, other people know, no, they are not fair. You get or not, is Buddha only know. Other people, they don't know. You must be know yourself. Dhamma is, Nirvana is, you understanding, wisdom can see. Huh? If your mind wisdom arising, you know already. No need to ask other people.
Yesterday, something come up and I got agitated.
Mm.
So when I meditate, I see my angers come
yes.
up.
Okay.
And I try to watch it.
Mm.
And I see my mind talk a lot.
Mm. Talking, feeling, huh?
Then I come back to look at the sensation.
But what sensation?
At first, I look at the rising and falling in my abdomen.
Oh.
And then I remember you taught us about the sensation at the solar plexus.
Yeah.
I look at it a little bit, but I confuse. I do not. Should I go back to rising, falling, or should I go back to the sensation at the solar plexus?
Mm.
But I just go back and forth.
Mm.
And my mind keep come up the anger.
Mm.
And then not just that, I have anger. A lot of nonsense things come up.
Yes.
A lot of anger in the past, a lot of agitation,
yes.
other problems
okay.
just come up,
yes.
like a story.
Yes.
And then I recognize that a lot of I in there.
Oh, that is.
No story created by the I.
Yes. Okay, then.
And I try
to. That is, you realize. Because you're watching, huh? You watch the anger, every anger coming, just you watch. Now you realize because of ego. Okay? This is understanding. Angry, come or not come, is not very important. We want this understanding. So that's okay. Then and tell and continue.
It's just continue like that.
Yes.
And I thought that if I watch it, I watch the mind, I go back to the sensation,
yes,
the body,
yes, body and feeling
and
thought, everything.
Down,
yes.
It's not slow down.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of story come up and
no problem.
Everything is
so slow down, disappear also. I don't want. I don't like. I'm not interested if mind is slow down or disappear. Not very important. What do you understand about this experience? This is I want. Why are we aware? We try to understand it. Okay? So you learn from this experience.
I understand it because the ego.
Yes.
The I and there.
Okay.
What is the next step? Because it's the it
no,
just
no,
come
no.
up like
just,
that.
Just come up, just come, just watch like this. Enough. No, you play this, okay. Enough. You, all the time, every time your anger coming, you watch, and then you see the ego. And you understand changing. Understanding level changing. Be patient. Your duty is every time this experience coming, just watch and learn. You can get the experience something. We collected this experience, this understanding. This is a goal. Understanding Panya is goal. You see what is really. This is a goal. We collect this goal small. Every time you were aware and you understand something, you collect. Long time, the awareness did understand together.
What is the problem?
That time you watch that this emotion or anger, anger immediately go down because of this understanding.
Yes, it's go down, then another one come up. Just
no problem,
come, up,
come again.
Up, come
because
up.
Wisdom is weak, not enough. That's why he come again. No problem. Angry coming is not your duty. This is my nature. This is my habit. Your duty is every time the anger coming, be aware and learn.
Okay.
That is your feeling. Be patient. Every time coming, every time the anger come. You what? You really understanding? Beginning, you see that, okay, anger coming. How do you feel? You know now, because of I, this idea, your anger stronger, okay? This is reality. This is understanding, one part. If anger coming, how do you feel, body and mind? Pleasant or unpleasant?
Unpleasant.
If you understand, every time you are this suffering, you know, and slowly, the mind don't want to anger. Because understanding is slowly, you know, this is suffer. Body and mind suffer. Body also, you know, the anger coming, your face is very red. Then you see the body and mind is suffer. Huh? Every time you recognize, every time, no? If you follow, the anger go stronger. This become, the anger is momentum. Now you aware every time to watch the anger. Anger cannot grow because you watch and learn many ways. So body and mind is anger, suffering. Huh? And another one is you check what the mind is anger with, about what. If you recognize the mind is doing this, also the mind is all clear. Or because of this, I angry. This mind have his pattern. Huh? Sometimes you see clearly.
Yes.
Mind because of this your anger, you see clearly the mind also come down. Because of understanding. This also understand clearly. Another question is why the mind is anger? Now you know I or attachment, something. What do you want? If you cannot get it, the anger coming. So you can see that this process also see clearly, no? Understand clearly, then that anger is come down. And last question, I use this question very like necessary or not? The anger is necessary or not? But this question is so wide. If you understand very well the anger is not necessary, you never angry, not angry too much. Because understanding, not necessary is he understand many things about anger. So, your duty is watch every time. Not follow the anger, grow. Don't feel the anger. And also one thing you can watch, when your anger coming, you think yourself, like this. You want to feel or you want to watch?
You want to feel,
anger, or you want to watch. You think like this and choose the way, two way. I want to watch, then the anger cannot grow. If I feel or watch. Feel or watch. Feeling is angry continue coming. Watch is a different idea. Watch is I want to watch this, what it is, what happened. Attitude different.
Yeah, but when people make you anger, you lose control.
This is your wrong attitude. Because of your wrong information or wrong idea. Now you said people make you anger. This is a wrong idea. Nobody make you anger. You think like this, you anger automatic. He make me anger. You think like this, you anger. You cannot control yourself. And change the thought, change the thinking is very important. Everybody cannot make you anger. Your mind thought, your thought make you anger. If you talk is right way, you're not anger. If you thinking wrong way, you're anger. Not because of him. This is a nature. This is how to say. You think he make me anger. For example, now heat, hot. You don't like, huh? The hot make you anger?
No, are we talking about human being?
Yeah. Same principle. Same principle. This is object. Human being also object. Heat also object. No? Object and the mind. Your mind and object. You know object? Experience. Outside thing, heat, hot, your mind is anger. If you winter time, heat, you like heat. No? If you summer time, you don't like heat. The heat is heat. Do his job. Your mind change. Why? Your mind thinking different. Your idea is different. Some people say some bad thing, huh? He said bad thing, his job, his nature. Why you anger him? He do his job. You think like this, oh, his nature like this, he do it his way. If you think like this, you're not anger. But you think, you talk to me like this because of ego.
Yeah.
That's why you anger. You talk to me like this? He talk everybody like this. His nature is like this. Not only you. He talk his nature like this. He talk everybody like this. This is his nature. His habit. If you think that you because of your mind is depend on the object, you are not freedom. Understand? Object or experience all the time make your mind change. Outside thing change, your mind is not freedom. So if you handle your mind, you understanding your mind, you can handle your mind. Outside all the time change, the mind is not moving. That's why we learn our mind. Any object coming, how the mind react. That's why anytime you anger, you watch your mind. Not easy, but learn. Every time you learn, slowly you can understand it. Why the mind is anger. Not because of him. For example, this. This. Some people taste like this taste. Some people, they don't like this taste. For example, during. Many people like during fruit. You know? Some people, they don't like. White people, they don't like during. Oh, very smell, good, bad. This taste and this smell is in the nature. The same. But people mind, but why the people mind different? They think this is bad, then they dislike. They think this good, they like. Because of their thought, their idea. The nature is the taste and smell is nature as it is. Depend on your mind. Understand? So you, some people yelling at me, don't look at him, don't pay attention to him. You watch your mind. The mind anger and thought, what the relationship, what the mind thinking, how the mind feeling, you learn from it, then you can see. You can understand why the how the mind thinking way. And you realize, well, because of this thinking, you're anger. Understand? Yeah.
And I try to relax my mind, try to put it in like balance. But I know that it's not, I still can watch it on the angry thinking come up. But one thing I do not know, should I go back to the sensation of solar plexus? Because I can see the stiffness, the softness, rather than the rising and falling of the
stiffness.
But at the solar plexus, you know, when you get...
Do you recognize solar plexus attention?
Yes.
Okay, and rising falling also?
I wonder which one should I choose? Rising, falling, or the stiffness of
stiffness of tension. Both, no problem. Both, you watch is important. You feel the sensation and rising, falling, both sides, no problem. Watch, continue watch.
And should I try to relax my mind, my awareness to watch the anger?
If your mind is tense, you need to watch, relax. And the mind already relaxed, why you no need to relax?
I feel not relaxed, I have to try it. I have to tell myself.
What try?
Relax,
watch. And relax and watch, what's different?
I think my body relax more.
Okay.
Like I can watch it better.
Whether that's a good. You follow this. Relax and because if anger the mind automatically tense.
Yes.
So you need to relax. Okay. And at that time important is which object is not very important. Awareness important. Okay? If you awareness walking, the mind cannot think about the angry storyline. That's why the anger comes down.
It's just I feel weird that a lot of story from one angle come up to a lot of different stories.
Welcome, come. Let them come. Okay? You want to resist what's happening? Let them come. This is not your duty.
Should I see it come and disappear,
Just watch, don't shoot or not. I don't know, I don't want to shoot or must be as much as you can. you, I say you should watch reality, you look, you try something. That's the problem. Let that happen. Let that happen, just watch. Huh? Just watch enough. I said don't do nothing. Understand? You aware what is happening in your body and mind enough. And maintain awareness. Investigation is later. Later. If your mind is calm and relaxed, the mind is very equanimity, then you ask why, what happened? Then you, because your mind already calmed down, then you can watch everything but one by one. Inside is what is happening, feeling, thought, you see everything, then you can investigate. Now you know, should not do anything. Yeah? Just watch, simply watch. Let it happen. Don't control, don't resist. What happening? Your duty is accept, no? And relax, be aware continuously. Now it's okay, like this, enough. No?
I see the eye too strong, make me scared.
Everybody very strong. Not you, only one. In the New York Center, they ask, I cannot believe how to this no self. I said, no need to believe. Not try to believe, you try to be learned. Mm-hmm. Everybody inside there, no I. Nobody believe no I. Inside there, everybody believe I is very strong. Cannot get rid of I immediately. Then I saw one yogi. She know the I. She want to get off this. I said, you in meditation, you bring the plier. Then you see the I and you get off. Cannot. You need to collect understanding. Now you start to see, oh, I is there. No? It's a problem. Now you know. Then you continue learn. Your wisdom level grow. I is only just a thought. Wrong thought. If you right understand coming, this wrong thought is slowly. You cannot get rid of this I. Understand, you can try to grow our wisdom. Wisdom grow, I already come down. Naturally. So don't want to get down. You know, because of this. Because of this. Anytime you understand it, that you slowly understand it, grow. Huh? Not hurry. Very patient. Meditation is cannot hurry. Immediately cannot. Real understanding is not easy.
May I ask a question back to her question? When you get tense, can you try to be relaxed or just look at the tense?
If you watch difficult to watch, you need to relax. If you're watching not difficult, just watch the tension. Understand?
Yeah.
Some people different because they watch tension and with the tension. Relax is a natural, the mind naturally relax better. If you don't know, for beginner, I said relax. If you can watch, no need to relax. Understand? Because beginner cannot watch the attention. They cannot skill enough to watch the attention. That's why they need to relax. If you can know how to watch, then tension coming, no need to relax. Immediately watch the tension, go down and relax already.
Okay. Is there a past life or life after death? Do you believe?
Tomorrow you believe?
Do you have any proof?
Tomorrow you have or not? Tomorrow?
Yes.
How do you believe? You cannot see. How do you believe tomorrow have?
So you don't believe there is a life after?
I believe tomorrow have. Tomorrow have. So night life, late life, night life also have. Understand?
Yes.
You not see tomorrow, but you because of past. Experience, you understanding tomorrow will come. Okay? Because you can see the mind mental state. Life is meaning of life is happening. Happen again, this is life. philosopher, Pitta, life is happening. If you see the process of this reality of both body and mind, happen and next mind is next life. Do you believe next life?
Next life, yeah.
Okay. Because next mind comes. And he already asked me yesterday many questions.
Talking about anger, because sometimes your anger is very strong, like she said, it keeps coming back. Can you apply the thinking like this is the cause of effect with that special person, you know, that's why now she or he makes you angry?
What a special effort, special person.
No, like for example, that person makes me angry. Can you apply the karma, like you understand this must be one of the karma?
Yes.
Like
that is also relaxed.
Yes, relaxed. So,
because you don't like these people, other people. That's why now it's a karma. It's karma. Because you talk other people like this.
Now comes back to you,
yeah.
What goes around comes
yeah,
around.
This is
so,
a karma.
Yeah,
you
so
think like this way also,
yeah,
the mind
is
accept,
right?
You
is
can
it,
accept, right.
So it's alright to think that way.
Yes.
Right understanding, right thinking.
Yes, right. If any right understanding, any right thinking, the mind is calmed down.
Yeah.
Reasonable thinking, huh? Reasonable, right reason of thinking. Thinking is right, the mind is calmed down.
Yeah.
Sometimes your mind, your life, when sometimes difficult situation, eh? If you thinking wrong, the mind is punished, more tense or more fear or something coming. Eh? If you thinking is right, the mind is calm down. Very simple, very easy to clear, very simple.
So I accept it.
Yes.
That because I have, must have done something before now.
But
I
not very so. not very. The
but
mind.
I keep.
This is right thought, but the mind is calm down, but not totally calm down.
Unless you forget that I mean mind.
Yes.
Yes.
Become understanding clearly the nature, then the mind totally equanimity. You can accept it clearly. Because of you, not me. Now you said, because of he said to me like this.
But your me is too strong.
So, yeah, you attach of me.
Me.
Self is very strong. That's why anger is more stronger.
So, as long as you don't think yours is not exist, this body, then you, oh, everything's okay. Nothing.
No. This body and mind exists.
Yeah. But the
this body and mind exists. But this is not me.
Yeah.
This is nature.
Yeah.
Clear understanding this nature, then no problem. Also, this sound is nature.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's intention, mind also nature. So he also not there.
The reason I can see my mind much better because I'm sitting. But yesterday, for example, I took tap to go shopping. And I do not see my mind. I do not see my mind at all.
Why?
I just see for a few times.
A few times.
I get lost when I watch the when I went to the store,
okay.
I just got the merchandise. I forgot to watch my mind.
Yes.
Do we have any method that can help us?
What do you? That's why I ask. Watch looking, eh? Because you looking the things. What you use the looking? That's why I ask then in such a time. Looking and seeing the same or not? Looking and seeing. Looking is the mind use energy. Huh? Focus. Do you recognize this? The mind is looking. With the eye. Huh? You're not looking everything. Don't want to look anything. Just open. You see. This is a seeing. Huh? Looking means you focus somebody. The mind focus. This is mind. Looking is the mind. So when you go to the shop, you looking with the mind. You recognize the mind is looking, it's okay. This is the mind. And also you practice. You need to practice every time, the whole in daily life also, here also. everything you look, be away. Not all the time body sensation, body decision. Like this about any time. If you open the door, close the door, you're not looking. You do like this. Open, you know the mind's looking fast. Put the thing also, the mind is look, then you put. So practice like this. When you're, before you're doing, you're looking fast. Then you recognize I'm looking. Then you do. And slowly, slowly you recognize this looking is mind. Attention, pay attention is mind. Now you listening, what you use is listening. How do you listening?
Pay
attention to mind. You recognize this? Yes, practice like this.
So we have to pay attention.
You not pay attention. We recognize you are paying attention.
Recognize that we pay attention.
Yes, just you see your, how to say, just recognize what you're doing. Listening and hearing is the mind. Listening and looking, smelling also, sometimes you use the nose and mind together. This also something you eat, the mind is attention. Pay attention to the taste. Understand? Seeing, hearing, listening, and pay attention is the mind. And intention also want to do. So you said you watch the mind, is you watch the your solar plexus area. This is not mind, this is feeling. Feeling is a one part of mind. The mind has many activities. The mind is knowing the object, know the object and aware and feeling, intention, chattering in the mind, judging, decision, many activity of mind and obsession. You see somebody you never saw before him, you look, the mind already doing obsession. Face like this, body house form, the mind already do. Then next day you see him, already remember. Because of perception doing. So many mind activity is working. So first you need to check any mind you can aware of. Then many times you aware your mind, and then slowly every activity of mind appear. So which mind you recognize? This mind start every time. The mind extension or not? What the mind doing? What the mind aware of? You all the time ask yourself and watch your mind. Then you slowly understand your mind, what any activity of mind is working. So the whole day practice is on many things.
Okay.
But you watch, you don't know your mind is paying attention. The mind totally go to the object. You know you not recognize yourself. So that's why I said don't focus to the object. My practice all the time, I watch my mind. Object is no need to focus, he already there. But people is want to be focused to object. So you attention to the object, if you interest the object, stuck to the object, the mind cannot see itself. That's why I don't want to focus too much to the object. You see the object, then check your mind. See object, how do you feel? Back and forth. Then you slowly, you can more skill how to watch your mind. Not all the time body, object, he cannot see the mental state of walking or feeling or anything, very difficult. When the mind calm down, then he can see it and slowly see. Understand?
If someone hurts you badly, how can you forgive? Is it necessary to forgive?
Okay. I'm not forgive him because I know, I understand him very well. I'm angry, I suffer fast.
And I hate him.
He's nothing. If I angry him, I understand very well. I am angry him, I suffer fast. I'm not stupid. Understand? Because I learn from my anger all the time. Any situation, any people talk back or any bad situation coming, I watch my mind. My anger, beginning. I learn from my anger. Then I understand anger is no need, not necessary. he's not very feel good. Anger coming. Why the anger coming? My thought is wrong. Anger coming.
Even somebody kills your son, then you wrong.
This is karma. He kills someone, loves past life, he kills some like this, that's why he kills now. He coming like this. Not for me, nothing. You are your karma, he is his karma. You are your war, he's his war. Cannot do this separately. Everybody his karma, his way. You connect, that's all. No need to attach, no need to angry, because understanding. That's why we practice with vipassana, is understanding coming, then you can accept everything. I go to Korea, someone asked me, he is young boy, he go to school, the big snake cross his in front of him. He very afraid, then he kill wholeheartedly. Oh, hate. He because of fear and anger. He hate that. And slowly he changed, maybe 50 years. He want to go to the monastery and want to be more practice religious. This thought come again. Oh, he remember this. He very upset, very sad. Then he asked me how to do. Then I asked, when you kill the snake, you kill or anger kill? How do you think?
You kill.
Huh?
Anger kills. Anger kills.
If you not anger, you not kill, huh?
That's right.
Okay, anger kill. He think. Then he very happy. Do I not kill? Then his mind relax. But he's not understanding, complete understanding. This is intellectual only. Not understanding very well. But this understanding also is releasing his feeling. Because he thinks I'm wrong, I kill this, I bad, I go to hell. This I is problem. You know Ingulimala? Do you know Ingulimala?
No.
Ingulimala, you don't know. In Buddha time, he cut the many finger, many kill people, and he
will change.
Oh yes.
Ingulimala,
yeah.
Yeah. He also get alignment. He kill many people. How do you get alignment? Because of he understanding no I, no self. Because of delusion, kill like this. Delusion, anger is problem. No? Delusion is problem, anger is problem, lava is problem, me is not exist. Then his realization, then this understanding save him. Understand?
Yes.
And many people say, oh, young life, I make many mistakes. Now I remember, I'm very upset. I do everything. At young life, I do everything. Bad thing. If I regret all the time, every time, everywhere I go, I regret. Oh, I'm not good. But I understand it. That time I realized I not do this. That time I don't know. That's why I do this. Problem is delusion, not me. If you wise, you not do bad things. Because of delusion, he think it's good, then he do. This is the nature, not you. People is a wrong thing, is not, everybody make the wrong plan, wrong thing something, because of you don't know before. If you know, you don't do. Understand?
Yes. How you remove the addiction?
What addiction?
Addiction of anything, like alcohol, drugs.
Oh, if you understand it, stop. I know this is no good, don't do this. Because no benefit. The mind is clear, not clear, the mind is drowsy, awareness gone, wisdom gone. So now your value is wisdom. So I don't want to do this. Naturally it's gone. Because understand. like this and the mind come down, you think right, oh, this good, this is bad, this is right, this is wrong. Because of understanding, you cannot do continuously. You stop, finish. Okay? Any? You what?
I got the question of Lian. So, I think maybe when she went shopping with Tete, she said she got shopping and she don't see the mind.
Yeah.
Because the sense door open.
Yeah.
Look and hear and see very interesting.
Yeah.
And when she meditate, and every sense door closed, only thinking, so we think much. You think about as a worry come up. Is it right?
No.
For me also, when I meditate, many these stories, worry come. But when I work, I'm busy and alive.
You lose
the
way.
So
because you're not scared how to watch your mind. You're not scared how to watch the activity of mind. Because you are practice with the, aware of the object. So if you do things, many things to do, the mind go to the object. That's why he cannot watch himself. That's why I try to practice the yogi, try to watch your mind, any mind, what the mind activity is doing.
Yeah.
Not all the body, only this object. Object and mind, back and forth. Then you know the activity of the mind.
Yeah, but the story of the worry won't come. Because I'm busy with something in present moment.
Yes.
I cook and I talk and I do something.
You aware?
Yeah, aware.
Oh, okay.
And so why the worry and the history is all wrong?
Because the mind is busy. The mind is no need to think.
Yeah,
the mind is no chance to think. When you are sitting, you no need to do anything, the mind is more free. So memory can come in.
Yeah.
This is nature. So?
Yeah.
So what?
I understand your question. Is it right? Because you say, yesterday she meditated, worry come up.
This is another story. Worry come up, everybody come up.
And
past experience, past in the job, what? This is one kind of thing. This is a one kind of thing. This coming, everybody coming. So, this is just a thought. No?
Yeah.
You watch the thought, and if you feeling coming, you watch the feeling. That's all. No?
Yeah.
And another way is daily activity. She said she cannot aware of it when she look into the supermarket. That is problem. No? Because you are not scared enough how to watch the activity of mind. If you scared, then you know. You go to the supermarket, you know how the mind is. Pay attention, you know the mind pay attention. So the mind is aware already. So practice all the time the mind attention to something to do, looking, attention, intention. You practice the activity of mind. Then you can apply it in daily life. You understand?
Yeah.
Oh.
So when I'm working, I just knowing what I'm working. This is
all right. Yes, all right. You aware there. You recognize you're working.
Yeah.
Huh? Recognize what?
The one I'm doing, what I'm doing.
Doing thing.
Doing thing. The whole day
I'm doing
the same thing.
No.
No.
Doing what? You know what?
Okay.
You're aware of what?
Well,
action or feeling or sensation or what you're doing. Two way of pay attention. Huh? You remember what you are doing is
it's not aware.
Aware means and you doing, you know your sensation. And your mind, you know your mind looking. Or you know your mind feeling. And you know your mind thinking. This is awareness.
Okay.
Not doing this thing. This is not right awareness. This is a concept.
Yeah.
This is not right. He's not knowing his body and mind. Awareness means you know your body sensation and mind activity.
Okay.
This is awareness. Mm-hmm. Everybody awareness there. That's why he can do this. But this is a concept. Outside things.
Mm-hmm.
Mindfulness or awareness, meditation awareness is your body sensation and your mind feeling and mind activity.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? Nobody, they can cook, but they're not aware. That's it. But he can aware how to cook. If you're not aware, then cooking very bad. But he aware because of how salt coming, put inside how salt and how like this. They know, but they're not awareness. This is not my practice awareness, right awareness, not just the right awareness. This, he aware what he doing. But now we practice, we doing, we thinking about this. Thinking, we know our thinking, we know our attention, with our feeling, and our body sensation, action. This is the right awareness. Understand? Huh? If you're not aware of what you're doing, this doing is very bad.
Yeah, sometimes.
But this is not right awareness.
Yeah, but when I sit down, I know this is the way you say. But when I work, I forget about this. I mean,
because another way is for people why you cannot aware ourselves, they are because of eagerness to do what they want to do. So mind so much attention to that what we need to do. Mm-hmm. That's why the energy is so strong. Then you forget yourself, but you think know the things outside very well because of eagerness. If you relax, you can know about yourself, how to do gently or roughly, you know yourself. Understand?
Yeah.
Because of eagerness, many things to do, the slow eagerness coming, the mind is go outside, cannot stay in the outside. Right awareness stay in inside or outside, you know both.
I know that I'm eager, I'm interested, and a lot of things for my work. I recognize it, and then what should I do?
Just continue recognize.
Continue recognize.
This is your duty. Continue recognize and maintain.
Yeah, I recognize first.
Maintain. That's why, because the mind is, which is important. This important, you say this. You think the mind is outside is more important. That's why the mind pay attention outside. Recognize is very important. But that time you know this recognize is not very important. You just recognize, then you go out. Recognize is more important. Yourself. Recognize yourself. We practice we try to recognize ourselves. Any time. This is our duty. Do what you want to do. You recognize yourself. It's whatever, body or mind. It is very important. You practice like this, then slowly the mind becomes habit. Whatever you do, the mind already know yourself. What state of mind, what attitude, what idea, and you're doing this. This later, slowly, slowly. Now, you practice is just recognize yourself. All the time. Outside, you want to do everything. But inside, this is very important. Don't forget this. Just recognize yourself. Do you recognize? Do you recognize? Maintain. This only one. Now,
You know the state of mind. You said it also is an object.
Yes.
Yeah. And the nature of the mind always big object. You know.
Naturally. Yeah, naturally
yes.
Already yes.
Oh yeah. Oh,
touch.
But then so naturally when it's aware of all the object, there's another one back here.
Yes. Mind
just
aware.
Just quietly.
Aware
the,
of this. Yes.
Here.
Yes.
So you pay more attention on. That one,
yes,
right?
Right?
Not the one, the
big,
big,
yes, right. If inside this
yeah,
was
yeah,
working,
yeah, yes.
You know already this.
Yes. Because it happened like camera flash, big.
Yeah.
It happened.
And all the time,
yeah.
Seeing, hearing, the body sensation, temperature, all the time
yeah.
Happened. Your duty is inside the awareness there.
So
or not?
Pay more attention.
Yes, right. Check this.
Check.
This is working or not working or not. This working, you know everything.
This technique is like observing the mind. So when I'm sitting, I'm just try to observe what's going on. And a lot of times the sensation in my body is not strong. I mean, it's just comfortable, relaxed. I don't have no pain or no strong sensation.
Mm.
So it's kind of relaxed. And my mind, it's sleepy, so
yes.
I just watch my sleepy. So I just look at the sleepiness and it keeps getting sleepier and sleepier. But
I recognize.
I just realized I'm just sleepy.
Yes.
That happens almost every sitting. So
watch your mind. Watch the mind is right. But the mind need to be object. The mind need to be object. So beginning your mind is not straight enough. You cannot watch your mind all the time because your mind is so soft. Obvious sensation, the mind awareness, easy, awake. This is what we call stimulate. Object makes stimulate your mind is awake. So beginning, you need to observe the body sensation, that the mind is awake. Mind is so soft, you watch your mind, you cannot touch the mind like this. The mind is weak, not interest, because you not stimulate the mind, watch your mind. That's why mind is sleeping. So back and forth. Thought and feeling sensation, thought and body sensation, obvious sensation is more easy to aware of, make your mind stronger, and moment to moment, then you watch your mind. But relax with, relax and body sensation is no need to focus, you know, easy to know body sensation, understand? Because when you watch the mind, how do you watch the mind? Where?
Whatever going on in your body, and you just look at it.
And body sensation has.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to concentrate.
Oh, okay.
The sensation is like, and I know that the sensation is there. But it's not something that bothers me.
Yes, that's right. You wear the body sensation and mind, moment to moment. And you asking this question, more interest. How many you can know?
How many
you can know? When you're sitting, what sensation do you recognize?
Just happiness.
Just happiness.
Tie in the back.
And?
A little bit itchy.
And
hot.
And do you recognize you are aware?
I know I'm aware of that, but I'm trying to not pay attention to the sensation because I was trying to observe my mind, what my mind thinking at the time, or how I, what the state of the mind, okay. So I react to the hotness, the wetness, and also you need to check awareness, aware, do you aware this sensation
understand?
Yeah.
And then you more interest, you need a little bit interest, because you are too much relaxed, the mind is weak. So you need interest. We are not forced to focus the object, but we need interest. What happening? We need wisdom. Before we use a lot of effort to focus. Now we less effort, but we use intelligence. If you're aware like this, what benefit you have? Do you can see, can you see me this benefit? Checking this, If you're not aware, how do you feel? Mental state. If you're aware, continuous aware, how do you feel? You find the answer. Understand? This is interest. Not focus too much, but interest. This is a wisdom. How to put it in wisdom? Aware and not aware, what different? Do you know yourself? Not clearly. No? So learn. If you're aware continuously, what happens? If you're not aware, what happens? Understand? This is interesting. We put the wisdom, put in wisdom. Before you use focus to the object, then the mind is energy. Then you're awake. But this is tired, and body also tired. Now we not use the energy, effort energy. We use intelligent energy. What's going on? How much we can know? If aware, what benefit you have? We learning, want to know how to say
curiosity.
Yeah, curiosity. Interest. We need interest. If you're not interested, you watch like this, slowly, myself. Understand? Do you recognize object and mind secretly, both or one? Two or one?
Not all the time. Yeah.
Sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes you just see the object, so you see your mind just looking
at
the way.
The mind and object is two or one?
Two.
Oh, okay. And this this is clearly, because of interest. If you hold too much, you don't see two. One, only one. Object, only. Object, this is the mind. Oh. Then you see, this is mind, what attitude you have. And what, how tense, and what energy you use. Slowly, you check this mind. Okay? More interest, the activity of the doing, happening.
When I listen to the music, some kind of music get into my mind.
Yes.
And I heard it go back on the time, even when I work, even when I walk, and even when I meditate.
Because you like.
Yes. And
so what?
How do we look at it? I can see it internally.
You know already. No need to look. You know already. This is awareness.
Yes, I'm aware of it, and then I just go back to another object.
That's all, okay, finish. But you take care of your awareness. Happening is, let the mind, you know the mind, the music, the mind thinking, chattering, the mind, or objects, body sensation, no problem. You take care of your awareness, continue, have or not. Understand? You can see continuously like this. No need to look, huh? No need to look. Now you already know the mind is music, the mind is thinking, the body is moving. You see enough and maintain this seeing, continue this view. Huh? That's all. Not very difficult, you already know.
So just leave it like that?
fast, you need to do that. After you become like this, then you image it to me. I have this experience now. Very, very momentum. Then I advise come.
You will understand.
First, you need to do this first. Be aware, and every time you recognize yourself, if you get it, you told me.
I watch it and then I see.
Because I try to say more than you looking for this happening. Now your situation is how to aware maintain continuously. That's enough. This time enough, huh? If you get it, you tell me. I told you.
I just wonder, should I continue aware on the music or I change my object?
You recognize your thought. Huh? The music. Then and not continue watch this. Huh? Thought and body sensation feeling. And also, you need to learn, if you music coming, how do you feel? Huh? If you feeling liking, if you loba and you doing this, it should be stopped. Watch the loba. If you loba come down, the music also stop. Because you want to think, you want to sing. The mind want to sing. That time is a problem, it's a thinking, it's an effect. One thing is cause. That time you must be got the cause. Because of you want the mind continue thinking. Understand? Okay.
The reaction of the mind beside the loba and dosa. Reaction. Of the mind.
Reaction mean is we call reaction mean is
like
and dislike.
Yes.
Yeah, like and dislike is a loba and dosa.
Yes. We still have the other state, the neutral.
Yes.
So with that case,
neutral is sometimes moha and react. Neutral also have moha. He don't know nothing. Huh? Any experience he accept like this, and this is moha. Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah.
Say
again
the awareness. What is that?
Remembering.
Right.
So I just
say that the sensation, knowing is awareness.
Yes, body sensation,
yeah.
Mind feeling, mind thinking, mind activity. Mind activity. Huh? Many mind activity. Not only thinking. Feeling, intention, choosing, decision, chattering in the mind, everything is mind. And energy, put the energy to use, energy, focus. effort. This is a mental state. Many mind. And one who's thinking about what to do, also intention. Sometimes intention is you, the body, your planning mind. Planning mind is planning. I want to do this, I want to do that. Mind is talking. This is planning. Intention is not talking. Intention is energy. The mind has energy to push the body move. This is the mental energy. This intention mind. Intention mind put energy. This energy make the body move. Then the, you see the clearly the mind and body together working. You see the hand move. The mind intention to put all continuously. If your intention stop, the body move, don't move. This is a mind and body working together.
That is awareness.
If you recognize the intention and the body movement together, that's awareness.
For the beginner, is that possible for him
to
have some illusion in awareness, something?
Huh?
He can be illusion.
Delude.
That means the moha.
Yes. Yes, awareness with not understanding not coming yet.
Mm-hmm.
Awareness is just awareness alone, the moha is there. And slowly understanding coming, awareness understanding together. Beginner, they don't know. They only have intelligent awareness, intelligent wisdom there. Then illusion is weak. But illusion is all the time here. Awareness only, not enough. Because not understanding yet, wisdom not yet, but we aware and learn. Then beginner, we aware, not understanding. Only use teacher understanding, teacher knowledge. You listening, Dhamma talk, you use this knowledge and aware. This also wisdom. If you not have this wisdom, you awareness only, it's an illusion there. Understand? That's why beginning, we aware, and wisdom is weak. And you learn, many and small understanding coming. So slowly the awareness understanding is 50-50. And stronger. This we call a mindfulness stronger. Because of wisdom stronger. And later, wisdom is leading. Any situation coming, the wisdom is already understand. No need to mindful at that time. For example, they like a business. Beginning, we learn how to business and make the money. You don't know. Slowly learn. You skill and you become rich and do something easy. If you're very smart, like a very rich man,
Bill Gates,
he heard something, he know how to make the money. No need to small thing, no need to do. He just what he should do that enough. He know how to, he understand already. Because of wisdom is very skilled. Now is many yogis all the time mindful. For example, you English learning English, you pass on CAD get, BAD back, If you skill, not spelling, just look. Okay, what happening? If you most skillful, he read the meaning. He not read the one by one. The whole sentence he reading, then he get the meaning. Because understand. People is all the time CAD cannot. All CAD get. Next year also CAD get. Next year also CAD get. Mindful the body sensation, mindful the body sensation, that's all. Never progress because they not practice all the time. Body and mind, how to watch the body or how to work, he's not skilled. If you know how to do, the benefit already will come. How to do, know that how to do is also wisdom. So you need to know how to practice, then benefit result automatic coming. So we need to skill how to practice. So more practice, interest to practice, not result. Don't expect the result. So learning how to practice right way. Understand?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and
I have a question too. I have an experience before.
only one time. So when I see it suddenly, you know, I feel very calm, and then when there's no thinking, and then I feel why awake.
Why awake?
Awake, yeah.
Awake. And okay, cool.
And then as
you are not very different.
My mind is so clear at that time.
And
then as soon as one thought come in, I know right away, and then it disappear, and then feel that when one thinking, I feel like it's not that clear.
Yeah.
And then when I aware of that of thinking, and then it disappear, and then I get it, but only a really short time.
Okay. Yeah. The mind no thinking is very rare. All the time thinking.
Yeah.
And this is nature. So sometimes your mind so a little bit quiet, the mind is a little bit stopped the thinking. It's also gross thinking is stopped. Most of the thinking you cannot see. That's why you think the mind no thinking.
No, but when I get up and then walk, and I still aware of myself, you know, walking,
yes.
And then I still, you know, the sound was so clear, and then I watch everything is
clear.
So clear.
Because your mind calm, object is clear.
Oh.
That's nature. Because wake up, your mind is very still. That time, more easy to clear the object coming. And slowly, the mind more confused. It's not clear. Many things to do, or want to do this, want to do that. Then slowly, the in our Burma, the word is some word blue job. Ni mian li yu yan li sa. Ni mian li yu yan li blue job.
But more and more science rise that people are more and more crazy.
Crazy people. The sun arise, they more crazy. You wake up, your mind calm down. That's why you can see clearly object.
Yeah.
And slowly, your lower dosa is the more coming. I want this, I want that, I want to do. Or many plan. The mind busy, then object not clear because mind confused.
So that's really,
it's
a continual be aware and then make the mind
make clear. Mind clear means the mind continue aware, the mind continue maintain, the mind calm down, there's the mind all the time clear.
So
that's why continue the awareness important.
Clear because you can see the object, but the thinking still continuously, gross one or
subtle
one.
If your mind more subtle, you can see more subtle thought.
So never stop.
Don't want to stop.
I think
want
some
to
people
know.
With my mind is just like that.
I want to know every mind. Talking. I want to know my mind every thought. All the time the mind talking. I want to know. I want to aware everything mind happening. If it happening, I know. I'm very happy. You know, because I value about I understanding about the awareness. If you are aware, I happy. Happening is not my duty. Let that happen. Don't want to stop. Don't want to happen anything. My duty is I aware. It is aware coming. I understand coming. How benefit I have? I know already. I don't care about how mind is silent or not silent. Not important. This is not my duty. I aware and I can learn from something happen. My mind is a two gate. Every car cross, I have money. Toll gate. I use my mind as toll gate. Every mind cross my mind, I get the money.
That's good.
I can learn something. I can get something. I understand it, I get something. Cross, I can move. Why you want to stop? This is a vipassana, understand vipassana like this.
I think it's just like come up.
You can learn from this.
You get a bond of it each time.
You can learn from this. Why is this happening? What is happening? What it is? Okay, this bubble is what?
I just feel some lung sense come up, a lung sense stop.
You think nonsense. I think this is my nature. Dhamma. Different view. You think it's nonsense. Because story is nonsense. But happening is Dhamma. Story is again. This story come again. No? This is storyline. This is a concept. My attention is mine. Happening. Mine. The mind. New mind. I understand this mind is not me, this is nature. I watch this mind, and understanding this nature as it is. Pay attention different, you know? Your attention is concept, storyline, nonsense. My attention is reality. What do you choose? Pay attention what? The story, concept and reality. Okay? Now you pay attention to the concept, you both. Nonsense or you upset or you liking or disliking coming. You pay attention to the reality. Okay. Reality is a wisdom can understand reality. Any experience coming for me is benefit. What to do?
I practiced the
rising falling
for a long time. So I focus on the object.
First, you get aware of the rising falling. Okay,
yeah,
no problem.
No problem.
And
then I go to the state of calmness.
Calmness.
So then when I try to watch the mind,
yes.
In the past I've been pushing it away.
Huh?
In the past I've been pushing the thoughts away, just focusing on the object. So now I'm trying to watch the mind.
Yes, thought and rising falling. Thought and rising falling.
But I don't have a very clear observations. Because
not habit.
Not habit. Yes.
You are not habit. You all the time ignore the thought.
Yeah.
Only the rising falling. Eh?
Right.
So you don't know that how to watch your mind.
Right.
So now you need to practice rising falling, not only one.
Mm.
And when you are aware of the rising falling, then you recognize the thought coming.
Mm-hmm.
Then you pay attention to recognize the thought. Oh, the thought is arising. Mm-hmm. Then come back your body.
So you know.
Back and forth. Back and forth. Then you slowly you can scale how to watch your thought.
So it's the between that's important. It's recognize the switching between.
Yeah, yeah. Recognize is important.
Mm-hmm.
Not recognize that my thought is rising, and recognize the bow rising. Recognize the thought. Recognize. Come back and forth. No problem.
Okay.
This is no problem.
Okay.
Before you, teacher teaching is rising morning. Come.
Right.
Then you only want the focus to the rising morning. The mind is calm down.
Right.
It's samadhi. But you're not scared how to watch your thought.
No.
That's
okay.
Why now you a little bit change, huh?
Yeah.
Everything you recognize aware, not focus to the one object.
Yeah. It's not easy.
Focus to the one object is more difficult.
Yes, it's more difficult.
Yeah, many objects is recognize is very easy.
Yeah.
Free, more freedom.
But it's easy to lose your mind.
If your interest is not lost. If your interest not lost, your not interest easy to lose.
But sometimes when people don't get interested on it.
If you pay attention to rising falling, then sound coming.
Yeah.
The mind is naturally go to the sound.
Right.
So how do you do? Come back rising falling or aware of the sound?
I aware of the sound and I come back.
After, huh? Right. After sound not, go
right.
Away, then come back to work.
But a very short time. So.
Sometimes you can stay in the sound also or recognize the sound happening. Not immediately come back.
Okay.
This immediately is become tense.
Mm.
Because of your past experience, other object coming, you a little bit no immediately come back.
Right.
That's why you slowly tense.
Right.
Just stay in the mind. Or sound also, no problem. And the sound soft and come back. Gently. You can stay any object, no?
Mm.
Only one is not important.
Okay. 1 hour ago, I got a message.
Huh?
1 hour ago, I got a message from. I have one friend. They invited me to come to dinner before I came here. I told them I was busy for the retreat. Yeah. So that's the dinner when I go back. And now, I have a terrible news. He's died.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's very close friend.
Okay.
And then.
How do you feel?
When I hear, I heard this, I But I'm calm now.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
So after maybe half hour, few minutes, understand.
What?
Anicca.
Okay.
It happened and it happened.
I do nothing.
Maybe I go back now or...
You must be understanding when she alive. Anicca.
Yeah,
you must understand when she alive also anicca. Nampak
when anicca. And I'm sure this will come back.
Come back to you.
The emotion will come back.
I'm
calm now. Because
not enough. Will come back. Because now you're ready. Your 1 day, 2 day, your practice. You're ready. The main mind is a little bit strong.
Yeah.
If your mind weak, they come. Again.
So in this case, if they come back,
just
you can think of a question: why is it good? Because
if
you practice, why?
Yes. You understand it, why is better?
I understand now, but.
If you really understand it, next time not coming.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Yeah, that's why learn. If you come again, learn again.
Mm-hmm.
Why this happening? What it is? Happening is what? Emotion is what?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
But
the
why is
happening? No, why later? What is happening?
What
happening? The emotion is what?
Because I love him.
No. Why? No, I don't ask him why. What? What the emotion? What is the emotion?
I don't have now, but...
If you coming,
yeah.
You try to learn. Emotion coming, huh?
Mm-hmm.
This emotion is what? Whose emotion? Whose emotion?
Mm-hmm.
What is the emotion?
What is emotion?
How do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
And what? Understand? I already say the right view. This happening is nature. Nature. Not you. First this understanding. This is nature. And next step, why this happening? Because attachment, very clearly. Very close. You attach this person. I love so much. This is your suffer. Because of your he's dead. You suffer is not because of she dead. Because of your attachment. If you not attachment, other people dying. What? How do you emotion? Nothing. die. Oh, bye bye. You don't know somebody die. You hear what you react. Nothing. Because of close to me. Understand? You are close to me. This is your close, your friend, your parents. How about your parents? Family.
Maybe close.
Yeah.
More stronger.
Yeah.
Because of.
More
attached.
Okay, this is intellectual. You not understanding very well. So still continue learning. Huh?
Okay.
Intellectual is sometimes okay, a little bit released, but not totally released. If you really understand it, my father died, my hand. No more worry, anxiety. I'm very happy. Because I'm very interested how to die. I know at that time I have this my father or whatever. I want to know the nature of the how the people die. I never seen like this. I'm very interested. I love my father a lot, but I only love, I'm not attached. I love very much my father, but I never attached. Little attached now. Not attach my father. His way, his go his way. Very peacefully go. That's why I'm happy. Like a nature, then you see the ball, small ball, you put like this, he slowly like this and stop. Naturally momentum stop. He not suffer, he not angry, he not worry. Oh, good go. Very happy, I'm very happy he go peacefully. He before he pass away he remember how to aware. That's enough. Now it's time. Go. I can accept. Because understanding, this understanding made your mind no it no react. How to dealing with peacefully? You understanding, you can accept everything. He go. He He do everything his karma. No, what to me? I only have him now to meditate. 11:45 he passed away. 8 o'clock he is how to say this?
Breathing. Yeah,
but he saw me immediately. He like this. He very awake. He very aware. So I don't care about this. I only remember aware. I remember yes. So let it be. He's breathing, but his mind is awake. And slowly he's passing away. So I not feel anything. I not attach anything. But I love very much my father. Okay, you can. Okay. That's why in IMS, one people say, how about Buddhism and love? I said, you love as much as you get, but you're not attached. They don't know love and attachment, they don't clear. Love as much as you can love, no problem, but not attached.
That's very hard.
It's wisdom, you can understand wisdom. Loving kindness is no dosa. Loving kindness naturally coming, everybody. If you not have a dosa anything, you love anybody. What will you see? You love already. Because you are not dosa. Loving kindness already coming. Okay. Would you say can laugh or not?
You do, we are laughing.
You laugh, you as much. Loving kindness, Vita, you must as much as you can.